Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen in Las Vegas. My co-host, Mike Reynolds, in Baltimore. Mike, how are you?
Doing great today, Terry. What's going on out there in Vegas?
Oh, it's good. It's good. The weather's nice, so we're having a good day today. Yeah, good day. Let me welcome to the chat room Cheryl B., Lori, and our fan co-host Joe from Germany is on with us today. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com/home and then choose the radio show page and then the play chat button underneath the Vincent and Gala show. You can also call in and speak with Vincent on 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Another outstanding debut project from another 17-year-old artist, Vincent Ngala is a multi-instrumentalist and singer whose style of music blends funky R&B grooves laced with soulful saxophone and uplifting piano and guitar melodies. His debut CD, North End Soul, is so good. Another really, really good one. Is self-produced and contains 6 original compositions and 3 fresh remakes. Vincent Ngala, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
How you doing, Terry? Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you. I've told Vincent before we came on the air that his CD is really, really good. It's just another out-of-the-park, very well-produced CD, North End Soul. So congratulations on your debut on CD, Vincent.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, so let's start with the CD itself, because I was really curious about, I read that you said you never technically wrote any of the songs and that you didn't put pen to paper in the traditional way to write the music. So how did you put your CD together?
Well, I guess what kind of happens, Terry, is, you know, you're sitting down, and you hear a song on the radio, and you kind of get inspired by something you hear. And so a melody just seems to pop in your head, and I say, well, you know what, let me record this. You know, instead of writing on paper, sometimes I have a tape recorder with me, and I hum the melody into the tape. And then I have a little home studio down here, and then I just put everything on the software, and I build off that with tracks and drums and bass, and they just kind of pop into your head. You know, it's the weirdest thing.
Okay. Now, I was introduced to Vincent by Joe in Germany. Joe referred Vincent to us, and so I invited him to be on as our fan co-host today. So Joe is calling in from Germany. So, Joe, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Mike. And hi, Vincent.
How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, I'm doing
fine.
So
we're going to have we're going to have a little delay with Joe, so we're going to work around that. But Joe, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I read on this on your Facebook page you opened for Kim Waters and you were asked to open for Dave Koz, and you will open for Jonathan Butler on November 20th. So congratulations for this. So how is it to open for an established artist? Do you meet them? Do they talk to you? Or, you get some advices by them?
Well, that's a good question. I did get the chance to meet both of the artists, Kim Waters and Dave Koz, I opened for. And kind of before the show, I met Dave before the show, and when he was doing the sound check, and then we talked after the show. He is a great guy, and so is Kim Waters. And we never got to jam together, but we got to chat after, you know, rap about music and saxophones, and they're great guys, and their shows were phenomenal. And, you know, I've been hearing these guys have been my heroes since a very young age, and to finally meet them and even play for them, you know, it's just the greatest feeling. And I just can't stress enough how nice everyone is in the smooth jazz genre. And everyone helps each other out, you know, so it's one big helping community, if you will.
Mm, cool. Yeah. Now, Vincent, you play multiple instruments. Now, are you trained on all of these instruments, or are you self-taught?
Mostly self-taught, Mike. I did take guitar lessons when I was six for about a year or two, but what happened was my parents bought me a drum set when I was about 4 years old, and I played it so much that I broke it. And so they got me another one. And I guess it just kind of changed from there, you know. I moved on to the keyboards that my cousins had. I borrowed that for a little while. And then in fifth grade, I was asked to, you know, you had to take up an instrument. And I always loved the sax.
So, you know, let me try this. And it kind of just dominoes for there, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. So Vincent plays all of the instruments on his debut CD, North and Soul, the saxophone, guitar, drums, keyboards, and he sings. There's two vocals on the CD as well that he is singing on. So we're going to play some of that music for you to get a feel for that. And he also produced the CD. So, I mean, we interviewed an artist last weekend. He's 17 as well, keyboardist. He produced his CD and wrote all of his music. So you guys are just like, you guys are so, so talented. And it's so cliche, we always say, but you are the future of this genre that seems to be hit, that's been hit so hard lately in the last couple of years. But to have you guys come up in the genre and just put out such great music is so, so, so inspiring.
Well, thank you. I definitely agree with you. You know, we do have to keep the genre alive, and there needs to be a second generation, and I hope we get more kids my age coming up, because it's just great music and it makes you feel good about yourself and people dig it, and that's what it's all about, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Right,
definitely. Now I'm gonna, you know, piggyback on what Vincent said, because you know, being so young and doing your own CD and things like that, I read that you kind of almost didn't push the send button to send your song into the CD maker. Now, why did you have that kind of hesitation?
Well, you know, after you're working on the songs for a long time, and then you kind of just get cold feet at the end. I mean, that was more probably based on because of the mixes. It's so nerve-wracking when you're making the final mix. You know, you say to yourself, oh, is this the cut? You know, it's just the cut everyone's going to hear. Is this this is how loud the horn's going to be on the record? Or, you know, you get really crazy and you analyze everything. But, it's just normal feelings. And actually, I was having a problem with that, you know, like you said, and I saw a Dave Koz concert. I saw Dave after the show. This was around the time I was getting ready to put the album out. And I asked him about that, and he said he still gets cold feet himself, and that you just got to believe in yourself, and that the world is waiting to hear your music, and you got to share it with people. And so that kind of gave me the push that I needed. It inspired me to really go forth with the project, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's listen to some music, and then, Joe, we will come back with you with your next question. Okay, Vincent, the first song I'm going to play is the first track, Vintage Vibe, because honestly, in trying to decide what to play, I just decided I would just start with number one and just go down from there because all of the music is good. It's all good. So.
Thank you.
I just start with number one, and we'll just go from there. So I always like to know the story behind a song. So tell me the story behind Vintage 5.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I used to play at a restaurant in Waterbury, Connecticut here, and that's where I'm from. I'm from Prospect, but Waterbury is the neighboring town. And I used to play in this restaurant called The Vintage. Isn't that a cool name, The Vintage? You know, something retro. And I've always liked that place. Unfortunately, it's not standing anymore. New owners, but we had some fun nights there, man. It was just great. The vibe was cool in there. And so I said, let's call this Vintage Vibe. I kind of wanted to dedicate a song to the Vintage restaurant, you know. Yeah, it's kind of like a twofold thing because it's kind of got a retro 70s feel to it, you know. So I said, hey, Vintage Vibe, you know.
Okay. All right. From Vincent N. Dallas' debut CD, North End Soul, this is Vintage Vibe.
Thank you.
All right, that was Vintage Vibe from North End Soul, the debut CD from 17-year-old saxophonist Vincent Ngala. This whole CD is so, so good. You got to pick this up. It's available on Amazon and CD Baby. You got to get this one. It's definitely worth the money, and you will definitely enjoy it. Vincent, you are still in high school. So when you graduate, are you going to go on to a music school?
Yes, I think so. I'm definitely applying right now to some colleges and looking into that whole deal, you know. I definitely think I want to go to school for music because it's my passion and I want to, you know, master my craft the most I can, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what did your parents think about all of this? I mean, when did they realize that you had a musical talent and that, you know, you wanted to pursue music as your, you know, come out with a CD and things like that?
Well, I think they always knew it, I mean, growing up, because I was always, I mean, at 4 years old, I was always imitating Elvis in front of the TV, you know, and singing to the family at family parties and so little things like that. It's just always been a part of my life, and they are very, very supportive, my parents. I mean, all the gigs I play, they all my family comes with me, and we have a good time. And now, my father was a DJ, now back in the 70s, and in the disco era. And so growing up, R&B and soul was always playing around the house, you know, and I think over the years, my personal style has developed from those influences, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, Joe, you have a question?
Yeah, so just talking about Elvis Presley, so how did it come that Elvis Presley is one of his sources of inspiration? I mean, it's not that common for such a young guy, at least here in Europe.
Well, I know what you're saying. Elvis, I mean, I'm still a big, huge Elvis fan today. I collect memorabilia and stuff like that. You know, I just love all kinds of music because I grew up with the 50s and 60s as well. But getting on that Elvis kick just for a second, my grandfather had a lot of Elvis records, and they were always playing around the house as well. And I was always infatuated by Elvis's concerts and him being larger than life with the jumpsuit era. And I just kind of developed a love for Elvis and his voice over the years. But so many different types of music I love, and I think it all comes together and it melts into one, and then you get you get smooth jazz.
Now, who are your other influences?
Well, as far as, you know, smooth jazz players, I'm heavily influenced by definitely Richard Elliott and Huge Groove. Those are my two main idols. And also Wilton Felder of the Crusaders. You remember him?
Oh, yes.
Wilton Felder, big influence. And just all those guys, you know. I mean, as far as groups go, all Motown, you know, Temptations, Junior Walker, well, as evidenced by with the remake I did on the album. So.
Now, Wilton Felder, I wanted to ask you about that one because I have one of his albums, and, you know, you weren't even born when the album came out. And that was you know, in the mid-70s. And so did your family play Wilton Felder a lot? Did they play a lot of the Crusaders?
Well, my father introduced me to Wilton Felder. One night he brought a Crusaders record up in my room, and he started playing a few cuts, and I said, whoa, who is that horn player, man? That tone is just gorgeous, man. It make you cry almost, you know? So I said, I want to sound like that. And I tried really hard, and I, you know, I think someone's personal style develops. You know, before you could sound like yourself, you got to sound like someone else, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so, you know, just the culmination of trying to sound like all these people over the years, it just kind of melded into my own personal style, you know, and I came up with my own things and stuff like that. So it's just, that's the beauty of it, you know. Everyone has got their own unique style. That's what keeps it fresh, keeps it interesting, you know.
Yes, definitely. Now, I asked this question last week, of Nicholas Cole. He's the other 17-year-old artist that we interviewed. And I asked him why did he choose the smooth jazz when, you know, your friends, your peers are mostly listening to, you know, other genres of music, rap, hip-hop, rock, whatever. Why did you choose smooth jazz?
Well, I chose smooth jazz because of its R&B influence. You know, I really think that smooth jazz is modernized R&B in its most sense. And the thing about that is that when you put it all together, it's just a culmination of all the music that I love and that I've listened to over the years. And the groove is just scary. I mean, it's a way to groove out in a modern way. You know, that's all I could really say. I mean, it's just, I just feel it. I feel the music when I play, and it does something to you, and it does something to people. You can't help but dance, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are your friends receptive to you, you know, choosing that musical path, or do they tease you out, or, you know?
No, they're very supportive. I mean, we're all a bunch of good friends, and I like their music, they like mine, and... But you know what? The ultimate goal is to definitely turn on people my age to smooth jazz because it is a great kind of music, and it just really makes you feel good. And I think more people need to hear about it, more younger people that way.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. I'm glad that you are a part of it, so thank you for that. I have a question for you from the chat room. Barb would like to know if you are going to be playing at Spaghettini's anytime soon. That's in San Diego.
Well, see, unfortunately, Terry, right now I don't tour because I'm still in high school. And so mainly when I play out, it's on the local scene here in Connecticut, a lot of restaurants and clubs here in Connecticut. I haven't had the opportunity to tour yet, but that's definitely something that I plan to do. I mean, touring is what it's all about, and I definitely want to experience that someday. But not yet, Teller, but hopefully someday I will make it there.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I believe you will, too. Okay, I'm going to play another song, and this one is one of my favorites on the CD, track number 2, Feel to Groove. Tell me about this one.
Oh, Free to Groove. Well, I wanted to break up the album a little bit without some saxophone song on there. I wanted to do a piano song because I've always enjoyed playing the piano. And so I said, let me do just a killer groove song. And excuse me one second. Sorry about that. I wanted to do a groove song, and I said, I'm going to put the piano in it. And when I started playing the chords, I started feeling like the song was, it made me feel like I was free. And there was a groove back of it. So I said, oh, I pictured myself running through the meadows or something, you know, with the sunshine. And I said, this makes me feel like I'm free to groove. I'm free to do my own thing. You know?
All right.
So that's how that could be.
Okay. This is Free to Groove. love that. That was Free to Groove from 17-year-old saxophonist Vincent Ngala. Vincent, I love that song.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That was very nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. All right, Joe, do you have a question?
Yeah, sure, yeah. So the sax is, of course, your lead instrument, but the drum, guitar, and the piano parts sound great as well. So is the sax actually your favorite instrument, or do you have another one?
Well, Joe, the sax is definitely, I think, the most expressive. You know, it's almost the closest to the human voice, I think. But if I had to say, I'd say the drums are one of my favorites. It's either drums or sax. It's right up there. Because the drums were my first love. Like I said before, I started playing them when I was four. And that's just one thing I never veered away from. I always went back to the drums for some reason. But definitely the sax is the most expressive. And the most with the room to express yourself. And it's almost like an extension of the human voice. So that's why I like it.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree. It's my favorite instrument,
too. Yes. Now, Vincent, you know, being 17, you're still in high school. You're part of the band and everything. You know, coming in, you probably knew that there were going to be some challenges and things like that as far as getting your career off and everything. Did you talk to your parents about, you know, different things about how you were going to try to market and promote yourself, or did you just say, look, I'm just going to go for it what was the process in like kind of planning this thing out?
Well, the whole thing was a learning experience. I mean, we really didn't know anything, I mean, about how everything worked, how it worked to the radio and the CD and the promotion. I think you just kind of learn as you go along, and that's the beauty of it. And I created the CD, and then I think everything just fell into place from there. You know, I think life has a way of just time just falls into place, and you know, accordingly. So.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, you call yourself a perfectionist. And so when you listen to this CD, now that it's out, is there a song, or do you think to yourself that there's something you could have done or should have done differently?
Oh, yeah, there's always parts, you know, where I think, you know, oh, boy, I wish I did that here or did that there. But you know what? I think you'll go crazy. You know, you'll just go crazy if you keep analyzing it completely. I think it has to get to a point where you just say, you know, it's good enough. It's ready. And, you know, how crazy am I going to get? But, you know, I think every artist has that on their disc or album. But, you know what, it's just a personal thing. And as long as you know it's good enough to present to the people and they want to hear you, so you just got to learn when to let it go, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you have 9 tracks on the CD. Was 9 a number that you wanted to kind of get, or was it more, or did you just stop and say, look, did you record more songs and say, I'm just going to go with 9? How did you come with just putting in 9 songs on the CD?
I did have a few more that I could have included, but I was putting the song listing together, all the 9 songs just seemed to fall in place just right, and I said, you know what, I like the vibe of this disc, and I like the song order and how it like almost tells a story. And so I decided to just leave it that way, and I felt that was where I wanted it to be.
One of there are 2 vocals on this CD, and one of the vocals, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, and the other vocal, Look at Me, that Vincent is singing on. So I'm going to play What Does It Take, and why did you choose this particular song, Vincent?
Well, this song had actually always been a favorite of mine, Mr. Junior Walker, of course. So I said I thought it would be cool to put a fresh spin on this song, you know, and make it a little more danceable maybe and modernized. And so I said, let me do one of my favorite songs. And I had a lot of fun with this. I actually did the tracks for it in one day, with the exception of the vocals. I was on a roll that day. I just said, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And I kept going and going all day, and that's the result I came up with.
Okay. And I want to let you know that Lori in the chat room is calling you Vincent N. Groovala.
Oh, that's a good one. I never heard that one before.
Okay, from saxophonist Vincent Ngala's debut CD, North End Soul, this is What Does It Take? That's right, Lori. Blow that horn, Vincent. Oh, that was What Does It Take? We are talking to 17-year-old saxophonist Vincent Ngala. His debut CD is called North End Soul. It is available on Amazon and CD Baby. You can also check out his website, Vincent Ngala, INGALA.com.
Yeah, very nice.
Such good music. Such good music.
It is too, Terry. And I'm sitting here listening to music, and I'm thinking to myself, how do you find the time to do everything? Because you're still in high school, so you have homework. I mean, do you miss homework assignments sometimes and tell your teacher, well, I was up working on the track? I mean, how do you balance the time? I mean, really, you know?
Well, I guess it does happen sometimes, but, you know, basically my school, you know, schooling comes first, of course, and you take care of what you got to do, but then, you know, I'm in the studio all night, basically, you know, just having fun down here, creating jams and whatnot. But, no, I know what you're saying, and a lot of people ask me that, but it's not bad at all. You got to find a nice balance.
Mm-hmm. And are you in the band at school?
Yeah, I'm in the jazz band at school, and we have a concert band, which is really nice.
Okay. All right. All right, Joe, do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. So I read, Vincent, you're also playing with other musicians and other bands. So what kind of music are you doing if you play with other bands?
Well, I'm actually in an R&B band called Just for Kicks. And we just do a lot of old school R&B songs, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire, Tower Power, stuff like that. And there's another horn player in the group. I'm the saxophonist, and he's the trumpeter. And the band grooves, and they're really cool. But I love playing with other musicians because it's all about the interaction and feeding off each other, and you learn from other players, and you feed off new ideas. So I love playing in a band, and I really want to tour someday and meet all musicians at festivals and all that.
Mm-hmm. And I read that you played here in Las Vegas at the Hilton. When was this?
That was actually about, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. I was hired from a company here in Connecticut to do their 10-year anniversary conference in Vegas, so that was really nice.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know you then, otherwise.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, I was going to ask you, Vincent, how are you going about growing your fan base? You know, because like I said, you got contacted by a company to perform in Las Vegas, so probably you're building a strong fan base. What are you? I know you play a lot of restaurants and things, but what are you doing to really build your fan base out there?
Well, you know, Mike, it's a funny business. You know, playing out, you meet a lot of people who, you know, radio people. They know this one, that one. This one knows that one. It's all word of mouth, I guess. And it's an amazing world what we have today with the internet and websites and Facebook. The marketing opportunities that are out there, it's just scary. And so I think it's really to an advantage to these artists, you know, to put, when you're putting your music out there, you're putting your info and you're open to the world, basically, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Most definitely. Okay. I want to play another song, track number 3, It Is What It Is. Tell me about this one.
Well, this was a fun song. I had this song for a long time before I finished the rest of the album. This was one of the first songs completed, and it had we all loved it. I mean, it was a great fun song, and it had a catchy hook. So I said, well, at the time too, we were saying it is what it is because it's a popular saying, I guess. Do you guys say that saying?
Yes.
And
yes.
So I said, well, you know what? Let's put this fun saying to the fun song. And so it kind of just grew. And not that it became a joke, but everyone kept saying, you know, oh, it is what it is. It is what it is. So I just decided to name that the title of the song because I still say it all the time. I say it in school all the day. Not that I'm trying to promote the album in school. You know, I just say it because I'm saying it. So.
And I love the way you're playing the saxophone on this song, and then I love the way the piano comes in certain parts too. But the way you play the saxophone on this song, I really, really enjoy that. So this is It Is What It Is. You're welcome. It is what it is. I love that. Love the way you play the saxophone on that. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, mm-hmm. You are so welcome. Okay, Joe, do you have another question?
Yeah, so this title was the first title I heard on Jazz Fun Tuesday, and first I believed it was new music from the Sex Pack, so I really like this. Are there any other artists you would like to perform with? So I'm thinking about Sex Pack 2.0 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, there are two artists that I am really digging right now, and that is Jonathan Fritzen and Ali Silk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be great if we could do a song together or if I could play with them on stage. I am digging their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that would be great.
So they're at the top of my list. Another one is Brian Culbertson. I guess I like a lot of keyboard players. I don't know. But... you know, obviously Peter White, he's one of the beginners. I mean, he was in the genre from the beginning. And Norman Brown, I really like. Brian Simpson. So, and you know, of course, other sax players, because it's always fun to battle another sax player, you know, going back and forth and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, you should play this Schultz, I think. Would it be a good match?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah,
so
sure.
What's coming up for you, Vincent? Joe mentioned that you opened for Dave Cause and you opened for Kim Waters. Look, tell us how you came to open for Kim Waters.
Kim Waters, I got an email one morning from a promoter, and she was looking for an opening act. And Toad's Place is a nice venue in New Haven, Connecticut. It's been there for years. A lot of acts have come in and out through there. And so it was not only an honor to open for Kim, because he, you know, he's one of my idols as well, but also to play on the stage at Toad's was really cool too, you know. And Kim put on a fantastic show.
Were you nervous?
Oh, a little bit. I mean, I think I get nervous about the unknown, you know, like, you know, getting the sound right and you know, the stage and the audience. But once you get all that out of the way, I was, you know, I was ready to perform. And Kim put on a fantastic show. I mean, he is a monster player.
And now you're opening up for Jonathan Butler on November 20th. Where is that going to be?
That's going to be at the John Lyman Center for the Performing Arts. It's Southern Connecticut State University. They have jazz shows there all the time. And my parents took me there all the time, like since I was, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old. So I've been going there for a long, you know, we've been going there for a long time seeing shows and school jazz shows. And to finally be on the stage myself, it is a wonderful feeling, and it's very exciting, and it's just hard to believe, you know. It's like a big dream.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, I laugh because, you know, you like for a long, long, long time. This is like you're like 40, 50 years old, and you said that you think when you were 10. It's like that was like 6 years ago, you know. But
well,
but that's great. That's
well,
great.
I guess it seems like a long time to me. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, but that's great. That is great.
So, what else is coming up for you?
Well, you know, not much. I'm always working on new ideas and. Might be doing a festival in the Texas area next year. I'm doing the Massachusetts, Springfield, Massachusetts festival next summer.
Okay.
And so we got a few things in the works. And I'm always working on new music here at the house, trying to come up with some new ideas. And in the meantime, I'm just playing out locally and trying to promote the album. And I'm having a lot of fun meeting a lot of great people and, you know, making people happy through your music. That's the ultimate reward. And it's been a great experience so far, you know, and I want to keep going.
And how was your CD release party? I know you had one of those. How was that?
We had an absolute fantastic time that night. It was a magical evening. Just a funny story. We were going to have it at the Matatuck Museum that we have here in Waterbury. And it was this room upstairs. And it was a beautiful room. It had a stage, and we were going to put all seats in there. And what happened was they had a conflict with the air conditioning, a pipe broke or something like that, and they had to close down the whole room for repairs. And I was just crushed because I love that room, and I was really looking forward to playing in there. But it worked out just as good because we ended up moving outside to the courtyard that they have, and it was the way it was set up was just, it was magical. I mean, they had all these piers, all these rows of stones going up as seating, and that became seating, and we were outside under the blue sky, and it was warm out, and the feeling was right, you know, and it was just, it worked out good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Joe, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right.
Well,
Mike?
Well, Vincent, not really a question, but just wanted to let you know that I'll be, I'm supposed to be sending Jonathan Fritzen an email about, because he's coming back to the United States next year to play, you know, in the springtime. And I'm supposed to be contacting him to give him some players' names that he may want to contact to, you know, kind of form a little band together and everything to go, you know, travel on his next tour. So I would definitely, you know, try to hook you guys up and do that. Because I know that you say you love Jonathan a lot, and I would definitely do that and drop your name to him.
Oh, Mike, thank you, man. That'd be fantastic. I mean, that would be an unbelievable opportunity. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. I know Jonathan's probably waiting for that email anyway, so I got to get that. Email. Tell me, we'll give him an email. I definitely include your name in the list of players.
Oh, Mike, thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Vincent, congratulations on this debut CD. It is so, so good. People, you've heard, I played three or four songs from the CD. Definitely pick this CD up. It is called North End Soul. It's available on Amazon.com and CDBaby.com. And, Vincent, is there anything else about the CD you'd like the listeners to know about?
I think I'm good, Terry. I mean, just enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
I really had Vincent out on his...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I just, you know, I had a really good time making it, and it was truly a learning experience for me. And I've learned so much, and I'm just glad that I finally have the opportunity to share my music with the world.
Well, we are, too. I'm so happy that Joe introduced us to you. Thank you, Joe, for that. And thank you, Vincent, for this great debut CD, North End Soul. Thank you so much. It's so,
Terry,
so good.
Terry and Mike, I'd just like to thank you personally for having me. It's been an absolute honor to be on your show, and I can't thank you enough. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And much continued success to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And before you go, too, Vincent, I know we didn't get to ask you, but you were kind of explaining that, you know, you don't get nervous, but your first performance, first ever live performance, you had to be nervous. What were the feelings that were going through you during your first live performance?
Well, you know, Mike, it was actually at a church picnic that my old librarian from grammar school hired me to do, believe it or not. And I had never played really a legit gig before, but it was definitely nerve-wracking. I mean, I had tons of butterflies, almost to the point where I didn't do it. I almost called it off. But, you know, you just get through things and you tell yourself, I'm going to do it, and I did it, and I absolutely love the feeling. And you know, I still get, there's no better thrill than performing for people in front of a live audience, and it's just something I love doing. I was hooked ever since.
Wow.
Well, I personally hope that you make it to the West Coast sometime next year. I would definitely come out and see you. So hopefully that can happen. Yeah, so hopefully that can happen.
I hope to as well.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks again, Vincent. Thank your mother as well. Is she your manager also?
Yeah, she's my manager.
Okay.
I guess we could call her that.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Don and Gala as well for helping us set up this interview with Vincent. And again, thanks to Joe for introducing Vincent to us. Thank you, Joe. All right, Vincent, you have a great day, and we definitely will be promoting this CD.
Thank you guys so much. Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
right, Vincent Ngala. The name of the CD is North End Soul. That is his debut CD. He is 17 years old. Man, it's so good. Again, it can be found on Amazon.com and CDBaby.com and on his website, VincentNgala.com. His last name is spelled I-N-G-A-L-A. Oh, Joe, thank you so much again for referring him to us.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure.
All right. Okay, so tomorrow we are talking to Nils, guitarist Nils. He has a brand new CD out called What the Funk. So we will be talking to him about that. I have a couple of thank yous I would like to say to Michael Fernandez, who is the host of Rhythm and Jazz Radio, for airing Talking Smooth Jazz on his radio station. So thank you, Michael, for that. And to David Gonzalez, the 16-year-old, that has his own radio station called Smooth Wave Jazz. He is promoting our shows on his website. So thank you, David, for that. And I want to thank Cheryl for creating an awesome video yesterday that I just love. I absolutely love it. So thanks to Cheryl for that. Monday, we're also talking to saxophonist Phil Denny about his latest project as well. And that is an evening show, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. All right, Mike, you have anything to add?
Yeah, just want to add a couple of things. A couple of things that's coming to the area. So we have a show with Keiko Matsui. She'll be at the Birchmere on the 21st of November, so that's going to be a hot show. And Will Downing, you know, a lot of folks were on the Capitol Jazz Cruise, and Will did not perform on that, but he'll be in this area performing at the Constitution Hall along with Najee and Angela Wimbush. So that should be another hot show. Definitely. And Jonathan Butler, who we mentioned earlier, who Vincent is opening up for soon, he'll be here at Blues Alley on November the 11th through the 14th. And this upcoming Friday, I'll be hosting a show at the Carlisle Club, which is going to be featuring Philip Doc Martin and Marcus Anderson. So guys, come on out there to the Carlisle Club. Like I said, it's going to be a hot show with two of the young saxophonists who are a part of this, going to term the new generation of contemporary jazz, contemporary smooth jazz. And like I said, and if you haven't seen Marcus Anderson live, I'm telling you, you're missing out. So guys, come on out, check it out and everything. And this should be a hot show.
I agree with you on Marcus Anderson, definitely. All right, well, join our Facebook pages, our group and fan pages on Facebook, Talking Smooth Jazz. You can also follow us on Twitter. I am Jazz_Queen. Mike is the THA Daily Grind. You can also listen to archive shows on blogtalkradio.com. And if you have an iTunes account, you can download the podcast from iTunes. All of the shows are uploaded on iTunes and are there for downloading if you ever miss a show. And I saw that Tamara was trying to get in. She wasn't able to get in for some reason. I don't know why. There's always a problem with this, with people trying to come into the chat room. So I apologize for that. But you can always come back and listen to a show on demand and download it from iTunes. Okay. Joe, thanks again for being our fan co-host. You did a great job.
Thanks, yeah. It's been my pleasure.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
And I hope your son comes home soon.
Yeah, he is at home, yeah.
Oh, he is. Okay, good. All right. I'm going to close the show with another song from Vincent Ngala's North End Soul CD. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And Joe from Germany.
Phil.
Thanks again, Joe. Yay, there you go. Thanks, Joe. We look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow with guitarist Nils. Until then, keep it smooth. From Vincent Ngala's North End Soul CD, this is Lost in You.